Welcome back to the Press Box and a great day in Kentucky as we embark on the beginning of the Keeneland Spring Meet. My guest this morning, a special guest, trainer Brad Cox. Brad, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Good morning, Gene. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I know a busy week, a busy time for you, sir. You've got all kinds of horses going in all kinds of directions, but let's talk about Further Ado, the morning line favorite. For Saturday's Grade 1 Toyota Bluegrass Stakes. Man, it really looks like he's coming to hand at the right time, Brad.
Yeah, he is. He really is, Gina. I thought, his Tampa Bay race was a very good run off the layoff. And, honestly, after the race, I was kind of hoping it didn't take too much out of him. And, there's always that concern that, they run hard off a layoff. How they'll move or how they'll train moving forward. And, he's trained really well there at Payson. We just shipped him up a day or so ago. He had his first gallop over the Keeneland track this morning, and he floated over the ground pretty well. So he gave us, it looked like he definitely handled the ship in good shape and good order, and he was happy to be back at Keeneland.
Well, a couple of things there. The race in the Tampa Bay, certainly the Pumas race that you were able to beat him in the Florida Derby, but the Pumas race coming back certainly flatters, I think, Further Ado's race in the Tampa Bay Derby. I mean, it certainly lends a lot of credibility to his run there at Tampa.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously it was encouraging to see that horse run as well as he did off the run at Tampa, and we're hoping that we can put in a similar effort. If we do, I think with the move forward like the Puma made from the Tampa Bay Derby to the Florida Derby, we'll be in good shape. I mean, this is a good group of horses. Yeah. If we can take a step forward, I definitely think we're in the mix.
He broke his maiden at Keeneland by 20 lengths. Not many horses have ever done that. I know, looking back, you always thought this horse would be better around two turns, and by being by gun runner, he certainly would seem to have that kind of pedigree to pronounce himself as a good potential horse that would love additional distance, and that's always been, I think, in the back of your mind as well, has it not?
Yeah, we've always thought that he's a horse that would move forward with distance just based off his workouts and his gallop outs, I guess you'd say, is probably one of the best part of his workout is his stamina. Obviously gets that from the gun runner line. And, once again, I think this will be his first opportunity to go a mile and an eighth. I think it's something that he's asking to do. And, with all these races, it's all about getting in the right position and getting a good setup. All these horses are good horses and have deserved the right to be here, and hopefully we can work out a trip. And if we can, I think, like I said earlier, we'll be effective.
Just want to touch base. Commandment come out of the Florida Derby in good shape?
Yeah, excellent. He's still down in Florida. Super happy he's back to the racetrack and jogged a mile this morning, and we're going the right direction with him. He's one that's definitely thriving and moving forward at the right time.
Full effort, big win in the Jeff Ruby Stakes. He was one of the first to arrive when Churchill opened the backside. I was there the day of the Jeff Ruby. I saw him actually in the Battaglia. I thought coming out of the Battaglia, he was the best horse in the Battaglia. Didn't get the best of easiest of trips, but man, a powerful performance in the Jeff Ruby.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I thought his two runs before the Ruby there at Turfway were both winning efforts. Came up a little short, and then he was able to put it together going a mile and an eighth. And I think he's cut out to handle the mile and a quarter distance of the Derby. And, look, he came out of it in good order. He'll probably have his first works post-Ruby this weekend at Churchill, and looking forward to, marching towards the Derby with him.
Going to be a lot of comparisons between him and Final Gambit. Do you see any analogy there, any comparisons, or they're just two different horses?
No, they're not at all. They're very similar. In just the way they started their careers. Obviously, full effort, made it to the races a little sooner than Final Gambit. Final Gambit, you know, obviously went into the Ruby off of a maiden victory that was rated right. A slow race, but I thought visually it was a very good race. That gives us the confidence to try the Ruby. So, you know, we didn't know where we were with Final Gambit leading up to the Ruby. We were just kind of taking a swing because the race was there and he was doing well. This horse, we went into the Ruby expecting to win it. So, you know, I think that this horse is you know, has a little bit more of a resume than Final Gambit had, you know, comparing them. They're both great. They're both trained along well enough. And now there's a lot of comparisons. And, you know, I think if Full Effort is able to work over the dirt the way Final Gambit did leading up to the Derby, he's going to be in with a shot. I mean, Final Gambit, yeah. And it gives us a lot of confidence going into the Derby based off the works we saw after that Ruby win last year.
Well, I made the statement after the race up there in the media that I really thought Full Effort's effort was really, really tremendous in the Ruby. And I really thought, you know, considering everything that he would, like you say, if he trains over the Derby Churchill as well, he's not without a shot in the Derby for sure.
Right, right.
Before I let you go, I know you're a busy man. Three fillies that are maybe more that I'm missing, but that are Oaks potential. Real quickly, Life of Joy.
Yeah, she's doing great. She'll have her first work back this weekend at Churchill since the Fairgrounds Oaks, and she's like I said, there at Churchill preparing for the weekend and the Kentucky Oaks.
The Prom Queen, huge win last weekend, and man, she looked the part.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, you know, we think the further the better for her. She was able to put it all together there in the Gulfstream, and she's still down at Payson. She's back to the track and moving great, and you know, we'll ship her up at some point, probably next week. Just kind of watch the weather over the next couple days.
And lastly, maybe not just in order of. I had them written down. Paradise. What's her plan right now?
She's in Saturday in the Gazelle at Aqueduct. Yeah.
Okay.
She's doing great. Her first two turn test. Obviously, she won the 1 mile Busher last time, and she's just stayed there at Belmont, trained up, and is doing fantastic. So excited about running her on Saturday.
Brad, always great to catch up. You're always a great. Ambassador for our sport. Thanks for all your support for Turfway during the winter. What a great meet that was for you as well. And I know that you had a bunch of horses down at Payson, and they all seem to do well down there as well. But thanks for being such a great ambassador and taking some time out for me today. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Gene. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.